as I have been talking with Zora a little bit, I try to wait for certain things until we... Oh, it's slbradio.careasy.org. You'd think I'd know that after all these years. I'm talking with Zora, and I said, oh, wait a minute. Your mom is Charisse, and that means your grandma is Cheryl. I've known your grandmother for a long time. She ought to come out of her shell more, your grandma. But this is all about you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, what you like to do, and just in general, Zora Rose, what your life's like and, you know, things you enjoy?
So my name is Zora. I'm an only child, and I'm a musical theater major at Pittsburgh Kappa, so I really enjoy theater. I've been doing that for a very long time. I've been interested in it since I was in elementary school. I also love watching TV. I watch a lot of TV shows. I also enjoy, like, helping other people. I mean, I'm involved in student council at my school and student resources, so that's something that I enjoy doing as well. Other than that, I'm also in my school's BSU, so I'm very involved in making sure that people of all backgrounds at my school feel safe and involved. And I like hanging out with my friends, too. I mean, I think it's always good to hang out with your friends and have some good social time outside of school.
I'm not surprised because your mom and grandma are so community connected and care so much about the quality of life of other people and making good things happen. I didn't know about your musical theater interest. And have you been on stage much?
Yeah. So Pittsburgh Public Theater is kind of where I would say I got my fake start to theater. When I was in elementary school, I did their Shakespeare contest, which is a very good contest. And I think I won when I was in fourth grade. And so ever since then, I've come back and I've done, they did like a virtual play during COVID. I did that. And then I was in their original production of A Christmas Story a while back, and I did that for about 2 years. And then I've done plays and stuff at my school. We recently did our Black History play, and that was really cool to be a part of. And also, Pittsburgh Public Theater actually did, like, an August Wilson Legacy Fund internship over the summer, which I was a part of, which is really cool because I got to mix my background of theater with, like, the behind the scenes as well.
Wow. So. It sounds like when you see opportunities, you love to take them and get involved. Now, you're here today to talk about your work in support of Make-A-Wish, and I'm curious to learn about it. Tell me what you did and just sort of the whole story.
Yes. So I'm a part of the Make-A-Wish Greater PA and West Virginia Youth Leadership Council. So there are about 50 students involved, and we come together to fundraise for Make-A-Wish. So each student has a goal of raising $1,000 for Make-A-Wish for an overall goal of $50,000. And our money that we fundraise goes towards the efforts to make wishes happen for kids with critical illnesses in our communities.
What prompted you to get involved?
Mm-hmm. So, like I said before, I was always interested in helping, like, kind of others. And I got the opportunity because of my school. They sent an email, and I was looking at it. I was like, wow, this actually seems really, really cool, because not only would I be able to help others, I'd also be able to collaborate with other peers my age who are interested in doing the same thing. And I thought that was really nice. And I'm also learning about philanthropy and fundraising, because there is a lot that goes into, you know, raising money. It's not just like, oh, do you want money? I mean, there are a lot of different events and just teamwork that goes into it.
I'm curious how you view raising money now compared with what you thought it might be like before you started this program, because I suspect you've learned some secrets and just some ways to be effective at doing it.
Yes. So before I joined the council, when I thought of, I guess, raising money, I just maybe thought of being like asking my family mostly and just being like, oh, will you help me? Because that's kind of how I fundraised for my trips, my school trips that I would do before. But after joining the council, I realized that social media is also a very good way to promote different fundraisers, and even asking like my mom to promote my fundraiser, and also incorporating like things that you like to do with also fundraising. So bake sales, for example, those are a very good way to raise money. And although I'm not a great baker, I realize that other people were great bakers, and that's how. And also just asking people, like my friends, who I like directly, and explaining to them why like it was important. My first donation actually was my friend, and that made me feel really good, because I had explained to her why it was important that she donated. And instead of just asking my family, I actually branched out and started to ask people who I thought I cared for, and they cared for me and wanted to know if they'd support it.
That's incredible, and it sounds like part of it is being yourself, being persuasive in a positive way to explain what it is you're asking for and why. So is there a particular wish that you know is going to be funded, or is it just to provide money that you know will go toward funding a wish?
So when you initially like raise the money, you don't know which wish it will go towards, but then they do share what wishes like to us have been funded, I guess, by our money. So we don't initially know where it goes, but then we're able to see kids and where they were able to go.
So there's an aspect of faith, and that's where Make-A-Wish Foundation comes in, because they are very good at identifying kids whose wishes would only come true with contributions like the ones that you are raising. And as a worthy organization, you can help convince other people to support them. In addition, how much have you raised so far?
Mm-hmm. So as a group, as a whole, we've raised over $10,000, and our funding period has just started about like a month or two ago. So that's really great for us. And me individually, I've raised over $350 so far. But as a whole, it's really great, because an average wish costs around $5,000. So we've technically funded about two wishes so far. And 50% of kids wish to like go on trips or like to Florida and theme parks. So that's what it would cost to send like an average family of four to that kind of
thing. I was just going to ask you what a typical wish is. What you're doing is amazing. Now, as you've been trained, have you had a chance to meet the other 49 youth mm-hmm. that are on the team? Tell me what that's been like.
Uh-huh. So we have in-person meetings and we have virtual meetings. We meet in person once a month. It's been really, really nice. I didn't really know a lot of other kids in the room, but they were all very welcoming. There were some returning students, but what's interesting is that this year the chapter, the Youth Leadership Council, grew like so much. Last year there were about 16 kids, and now there's 50. So a lot of people are new, but the returning students have been welcoming, telling people, I guess, how it kind of works. And it's been very easy for me to get involved in the different like aspects of the council. So there's a Halloween event coming soon that I want to volunteer for. And even though a lot of returning students were going to volunteer for it, I also felt like I could volunteer for it because everyone's so welcoming and nice, and it's very transparent about what's going on.
That's great observations on your part. And I'm not surprised you're interested in musical theater because you're really good at expressing what it is you're experiencing now, which is somewhat complicated, I think, to get involved in philanthropy. You mentioned earlier that you've learned aspects about philanthropy, mm-hmm. things that are new to you. Are there certain things that you found especially striking in terms of whether it's asking for money or mm-hmm. just how philanthropy works in general?
One thing, I guess, maybe not striking but interesting, or something that I've heard of but never really knew how to do, is like dine-in nights with restaurants.
Huh.
But like a percent of the profit will go towards the fundraiser that you're doing. And someone actually in the council like already did one, and it was very successful. And they're saying how to reach out with different sponsors in order to do that. And that's one aspect that I didn't know about before I joined the council. And now that I know, makes me want to do one in the future. So that's an idea that I actually have later down the line, is for me to reach out so that I can do one and have a percent of the profit for people who come in support of me to go to my fundraiser.
I would never have thought of that. That's mm-hmm. a really good idea. I wouldn't have thought of that as a first thing to do, but that's a way to have fun mm-hmm. and support a good cause at the same time. What is the link where people can go to learn more about mm-hmm. your particular fundraiser?
So there is my personal fundraising link, but then to learn more about the chapter, it's wish.org/greaterPAWV. That's wish.org/greaterPAWV.
So that's greater than PA, West Virginia, greater PAWV. Wish.org, I'm writing this down, slash greater PAWV. Mm-hmm. And then I imagine you can see people in various regions or go to their
yes.
fundraisers from there.
We actually cover over like 50 counties in our one area, which I think is great. And you're able to, if you go on the website, you can see kind of like a map of all the counties that we cover. Yes.
I'm thinking about a lot of things. By the way, this is Zora Rose, who is in 10th grade at Pittsburgh Kappa, lives in Manchester here on the north side, and is 15. I'm thinking about a few things as we talk. Is as a musical theater major, being on stage, you probably are very accustomed to giving of yourself in a mm-hmm. performance. But you also clearly care about other people and collaboration. You mentioned your involvement in the Black Student Union at Kappa and other activities. You clearly love service and people. How did that happen? Not everybody sees that ever, let alone mm-hmm. at the age you are.
I want to say when I was younger, maybe because I'm an only child, I've always liked reaching out to like other people and creating new friendships. So then after that, I think I like the satisfaction of other people feeling good about themselves. It's like when you feel like you're a part of, and maybe that actually comes from theater, because when I'm a part of something, you get to see the smiles on people's face and everybody's saying they loved it and they love the story. You feel like you were a part of something bigger. Even though you may be like one person, you're someone that makes an impact. And so that's kind of how that translated to actually like helping others, because now I feel like, wow, I mean, I raise money that actually is going towards something that has a direct impact. and someone is able to get a wish based on just me trying to help them.
What a great philosophy you have. Is there anything else you'd like to say that you didn't get a chance to?
Not really. I mean, I just feel like this opportunity has taught me so many new things. I've met so many new people who have just opened my eyes to different ways you can work, not just like from my own perspective of when I initially came into the council, but just seeing how creative and other students were in coming up with ideas to raise money. I just thought was really interesting. And it definitely made me think about pursuing something similar in the future.
Well, it's been really nice to get to know you, and I have a lot of admiration for the work you're doing. You can learn more at wish.org/greaterPAWV. And Zora Rose, thank you so much for being here today.
I remember Tim Hardin driving a car fast through the hills of Hollywood.